Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Let's
take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm your host, Pastor David Ambrose Shaw of Monument of Hope and Deliverance, where hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. We truly, in the name of Jesus, want to give all honor to God in the name of Jesus for being the head of my life. We also would like to acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, in the name of Jesus. And we also would like to acknowledge, praise God, our overseer, Bishop Joel David Trout, out of Atlanta, Georgia, Harvest Time, in the name of Jesus. We truly are honored to be before you on this evening with a spectacular reading from the Book of Destiny, in the name of Jesus. We read chapter 3, ordering your steps toward destiny. Choose what's important to you. We truly thank God in the name of Jesus for being before you this evening. We want to say hello to all those that's listening by Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Blog Talk, YouTube. We thank God for those that are venturing into the archives in the name of Jesus. And even those that are in the chat room as we speak. God bless you, 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 and you. We thank you for joining us here this evening. We once again just give God praise, for he is our God. He's our Lord and our Savior, in the name of Jesus. And before we go further, as always, we want to take that moment out and give God prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this evening time hour, we come once again as we have so often in the past to give you praise, honor, and glory for just who you are and all of what you've done. Father God, we pray, ask in the name of Jesus to help us to continue to read clearly on this evening, Lord God. Father God, and taking control of the atmosphere, acknowledging that, Father God, there be no destruction or disturbances or anything upon this being that comes forth upon us this evening. Praise, honor, and glory for truly who you are as we move forward in reading the story that we have to read on this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. I am truly honored to be before you live on this evening. We want to acknowledge, praise God, I am Pastor David Ambrose Shaw of Monument of Hope and Deliverance, where hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. If you'd like to support our ministry, praise God, feel free to send your love token to 901 North 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. That's 901 North 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. And we truly give you praise, honor, and glory, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, for allowing us to come before you live on this evening, praise God, with the reading of Destiny by T.D. Let us read. Who wants steps? I don't like steps. Never have, even as a child. When I was younger, I was impatient going up staircases, and because I have long legs, I would bound 2 or 3 steps at a time. I would find a way to maneuver around old people because I was too restless to wait for them to navigate their way up or down. I did that until the day I fell going up the steps. That fall taught me to respect steps. Time. They take you to the next level. Now that I'm older, I don't take on steps so hurriedly. I've learned that each step is important. When I was young, it was funny to me to see the older person take one step at a time. But now that I'm older, I've learned that the race is not given to the swift. Nobody wants steps. They're not attractive. We try to decorate them with fancy wood and railings, but the only reason we have steps is to get us to a higher level. If there was a way to get to a higher level, what the Bible says in Psalms 37:23, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The word steps implies process, good orders, God orders steps. That means destiny is going to take a while. Steps mean we can't get to the destination just because you want to, would like it to, or even need to. You can stand on the first floor of a building and look up the staircase to the next floor for as long as you want, but all the wishing, hoping, and praying in the world are not going to get you to the second floor until you take the step. You're standing on the first floor of your life. Your first floor life is all the basics, and you may be fine with that until you see the staircase to stories above and the glimpse what you never imagined. That's destiny, and you want to go up there. You want to be on one of those top floors, but you can't get up there quickly. You must take the steps. You want to hasten the process to destiny. Get an unexpected, no shortcuts, no way to bypass some steps, no elevator to destiny. Steps do not make life harder. They create readiness. God knows that a blessing given too soon is not a blessing at all. Suppose your 20-year-old son needs transportation. You give him keys to his own car, a blessing to him to get to school or work. But if you had given him his own car when he was 10, he wouldn't have been a blessing to him or to the others on the road. 10 years earlier, the same son given the same car may yield a tragic outcome because he couldn't have handled it then. Before getting the car, your son needed to go through the steps or drive education. He needed to study the manual for his learner's permit and prepare for the written test. He needed to take the pass the written test. He needed to practice driving on side streets and empty parking lots with an experienced driver in the passenger seat to help him. Then he needed to pass the road test and receive his license. He needed to demonstrate trustworthiness to you when he borrowed the family car and returned it when promised. No scratches, clean and gassed up. They are many steps before the 10-year-old boy is ready for a blessing a new car is to a 20-year-old. Steps are part of our maturity. If we get what God has in store for us too soon, we can't handle it. Respect steps. Establish order. Establishing order in your life is essentially preparation for destiny. Once you set your order, you will awaken each day determined to engage those principles to pursue your purpose. You will wake up because you have an agenda. When you wake up with a reason for being, you have to drive to get up and try all over again if necessary and not worry about what happened yesterday. Setbacks won't cause you to drop out of the game. Disappointments won't cause you to stay in bed with the covers pulled over your head. Your destiny is a daily call to get up and get back in the game. When your life is ordered, setbacks and disappointments are regarded as commas and not periods that punctuates your life story. Each day is a new opportunity to live and to live. When your life is ordered for destiny, maybe you haven't arrived there yet, but every step you take toward it is still living your dream. You're not a New York Times best-selling author yet, but writing for a local community paper is still living your dream as you gain the skills you need. You're not an owner of your own trendy clothing boutique yet, but the classes you're taking in the fashion merchandising are steering you in the direction of destiny. Day by day and step by step, you stay on task, especially when there's times are tough. When we live in a pursuit of destiny, each step positions us closer and closer. Don't look at how far away you are. Respect the journey you're on, because it will take you higher if you stick with it. Respect the sacrifices you're making now, because they will help you appreciate your accomplishments. You will look back over your hardship and respect, and yes, even admire the person you were along the journey. You can look back at a person who endured all the adversity life threw at you, but kept moving forward, and encourage others to stay the course to destiny. You will have confidence in yourself to contentment with life, because you know you are in the place where you belong. When I was young, my mother and father went into a very nice store in Charleston, West Virginia, called Gold Lab, that sold light fixtures. My family was, as the young people say, on the come up, and they are decorating the house who had just built. My mother had looked along among all the finery, identified a very exquisite set of lamps that she adored. They were on sale at a great price, and my mother really wanted the lamps. My father inquired about purchasing them, only to find out that they were on hold for another customer. I saw appointment glaze my mother's eyes and cascade down her jawline into a grimace. I assumed it was prudent either to leave or settle for something else. Instead, my father said, "I'll wait." I thought, "Wait for what?" "If that customer doesn't return," he said, "I want them." He sat down in the store and waited all day. That evening, the customer hadn't returned, and my father bought the lamp. As lovely as the lamps were, what illuminated my soul was what can happen if you are tediously in orderly pursuit of what you want. Have patience with the process. I don't like process or anything that has drawn out procedures. I don't like paperwork. I don't like waiting in line. I don't like those automated phone lines with voice prompts to tell me to press 5 and then press 1 and then press. Maybe I'm just spoiled because I'm the baby of my family. Just want things to happen. I never wanted God to order my steps. When I've petitioned God, I've waited and wanted the Almighty to, presto, send a blessing, healing, or opportunity. Yet every time the Creator orders steps, God didn't offer steps as an option. My Maker didn't present me a variety of options to choose from. The Lord ordered steps. As I've grown into my destiny journey, I'm now thankful. It lets me know I am not moving aimlessly, nor am I moving on my own. I recognize there is a course for me to take, a divinely orchestrated process. I can't graduate to the next level until I take the turning course and finish it. At times, I've prayed for God to design the course my way. That didn't happen, and I'm glad. I've learned that God doesn't just make this up as a spirit goes. The Lord ordered steps. Many times, I was impatient and prayed that God abort the process. Other times, I prayed God would speed things up, put my life on fast forward. God wanted me to stay in. God knew I needed to experience of the process. I prayed that I wouldn't have to endure some things the Lord has let me endure. Wisdom allows endurance to mold me. When I tried to rush the process, God slowed me down, as if saying, "No, you skipped that step, go back. Every time I saw this destination, God saw me and ordered me in my circumstances to ready me for where I was trying to go. Accept the process. Your blessing is already ready, already done. God is getting you ready for the blessing, preparing you for your destiny. The process must be undergone so you can handle what you will face when you get to where you want to go. God has to guide you through the process to prepare you. You may want children, but not be ready to parent. You may want a spouse, but not ready for marriage. You're asking God for more in your life, but you have to learn how to handle what you have. Hang in there is encouragement to keep pushing forward through successful and trying times. But that's easier said than done. Patience is tough work. It's hard to keep pressing toward destiny while everything around you seems to be falling apart. Difficult to keep loving that man you fell in love with 20 years ago while he's going through his middle and midlife crisis. You didn't envision a husband with an earring and tattoos, but you take your vow seriously, so you hang in there. Or maybe you're challenged to get up every morning, go to work one time, on time, dedicated and with a good attitude, when you know you're being set up for termination. When you took the job, you thought you would retire from that company, but you need your job, so you hang in there. Or maybe you feel the pain of watching the mother you thought was invincible endure the mental and physical determination of Alzheimer's, deterioration of Alzheimer's. But now it's your turn to care for her, even though she doesn't recognize you most days, and you hang in there. You probably have experienced a time when nothing in your life looked like it would you imagine, hoped for, prayed for, planned for, and strategized for. Hang in there. It's frustrating to hear, but that's what you have to do. Destiny means focusing on the vision, seeing what's not there yet. Don't let go of it. Dream may be the only thing that excites you, and you may have to keep it to yourself. How dare you have a dream? Who are you to imagine for yourself a life that is more interesting, more purposeful, more challenging, or even more opulent? Don't get upset if no one understands. Just hold tightly to your vision, because no matter who you are, you're not going to get there overnight. When it seems destiny is slipping right through your fingers, tighten your imaginative grasp and declare, "It's mine and I'm not letting it get away, no matter what I have to go through." Many forfeit the hard work of process. They don't hang in there because life can be very, very hard. They get disenchanted with process because they don't see results. They fail to realize they have to grow, and circumstances must evolve. Don't know that the oak tree they imagined is somewhere in the acorn they receive. Process precedes accomplishments. Have the tenacity to endure the process, because what you learn will help you survive when you attain your goal. If you learn to be patient, you will become consistent in your pursuit of destiny. Although the Bible says the Lord orders the steps of a good man and a good person, most of us are looking for the elevator. God doesn't promise elevators. The Lord guides steps. The steps strengthen us. So get on the Stairmaster and stick with it. I spent years pastoring a church with little growth. I often wondered if I had what it took to reach a broader audience. I didn't understand that while I was trying to build a church, God was trying to build a man. The only way to build a man was to put him in an environment that exercised his faith muscles and build up his experience. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to handle success. The order of service at Past Potter's house is very detailed, down to the minute. One pastor at our service scheduled and said, services at my church are more spontaneous. There might be an impromptu solo or a testimony. I responded that the sheer number of worshipers at Potter's house necessitates a high level of organization. The more you manage, the more you prepare, the more you desire, the more process is required. When you ask God for more, accept that more order will be required of you. Driving a fancy sports car or a new hybrid, you can make a quick, swift turn at the spur of the moment. But if you're driving an 18-wheeler and have to prepare to make that turn, you have to prepare to make that turn. Prioritize, focus, ignore. How do you bring the vision of your heart, mind, and spirit into reality to get to the place you were disordered in your personal life? To live your goals, you must set priorities, focus on them, and learn to ignore tugs on your time, energy, and resources that are outside of destiny's call. I realized that if I was going to fulfill God's vision for my life and live out my destiny, I had to learn how to accept that our all-powerful God created in me a limited resources. I can only be so much and do so much in the course of a day or a season for my life. My various roles are husband, father, pastor, business owner, etc. I cannot give them all equal attention every day. I cannot meet the demands of each responsibility equal every day. I know that at the end of each day, one of those areas will come up lacking. Some days I am better business owner than a husband. Other days I'm a better father than I am a pastor. What is important to me, however, is that I don't allow the same area to responsibility go lacking every day. Every day I prioritize, every day I live my destiny. I have an order by which my life is structured. On any given day, I prioritize. I determine what is most important and what most needs my attention. After I have prioritized, I focus. I put my concentration and energy on the tasks and situations that I have determined most need my attention. Equally important to prioritizing and focus is the ability to ignore. What someone else deems a crisis may not be my crisis, or it may not be a situation that merits my attention that day. You may be missing tremendous opportunities because you have not ordered what it takes in your life to get ahead. It is so vitally important that your life has an order and a rhythm so you won't miss the season of life when you are most productive and vital. You can't sign up for more than you can deliver. and you can't focus on any one response for too long. When my children were younger, they loved having me around the house. But I knew that if I spent too much time around the house, I would not be making money to support my family. My kids couldn't play their video games and no power because the electricity bill hadn't been paid. They wouldn't have fun wrestling each other on the floor if their stomachs were growling. So sometimes they had to miss me a little so I could keep food on the table. Since each of us have a destiny, it is important for each of us to have a personal strategy for accomplishing what we long to do in life. Each of us is unique. Each of us has a function and a purpose that no one else can fulfill. Establish your own personal priorities so that you live your authentic life. Have you ever admired an actor in a movie or had a favorite recording artist who seemingly dropped off the scene? You have even wondered why a person would give up a lifestyle of fame and adulation. Sometimes people become famous only to discover it's not that lifestyle that empowers them to fulfill their destiny. Some singers don't want to crush the pressure of creating another hit record. They just want to make music. Some actors don't want to lose the ability to go grocery shopping without being mobbed by fans. They just want the opportunity to use their gifts. Sometimes people back away from fame or notoriety, but not because they don't have the talent. Instead, they come to realize that the purpose and the pressures of pursuing fame do not fit into their destiny. Fame is not the highest expression of destiny. Neither is wealth. Most people live out their destiny without fortune or fame. Some have affected many, many lives, but because neither rich nor famous in fulfilling their destiny, God has not designed one person to be better than the other. Your destiny is yours. Own it and pursue it. It doesn't matter where you were born or your current education level. You can rise to where you are destined to be. Don't waste time comparing yourself or your destiny with someone else's. You are created for a reason. You are alive for a reason. Pursue that reason with passion and live in your true purpose. When you see others fulfilling their destiny, you may feel jealously or envy. They've gotten to a place you haven't or believe you can't. Don't go there. You need all your energy to work towards your own purpose, even if you haven't realized precisely what that is yet. Rejoice with those who are walking in their own destiny. When feelings of jealousy seem to overpower you, remind yourself that you have a destiny. Be thankful God has designed a purpose for you and that you are on your way to fulfilling what you were put on this earth to do. If you are tempted to feel envious, use those feelings to inspire you to emulate, not hate. Tell yourself, if you have to do it, so can I. If he can do it, so can I. Think of how happy you will be for yourself and how happy you will want others to be for you as you climb your own ladder of success. Think of your destiny and everyone else's in this way. Imagine you are running and walking on the track of improving your physical condition. It doesn't make sense to be jealous of a person running past you in the next lane. Maybe she's been training longer. Her level of fitness has no impact on your own, just as yours has no impact on the person in the other lane that you just passed. Instead of being jealous, compliment her. Find out how she optimized her physical condition and set out to do the same, because jealousy is energy that is better spent on building yourself up. God wants you to prioritize, focus, and ignore so you can reach the place you were meant to be. When you have your priorities in place, you can focus on them and give them the attention they deserve, because you know what's important. When you know what's important, you can ignore the things that can distract you from arriving at destiny. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to continue forth with the conclusion of the book Destiny. Step into your purpose. We'll be back.
Check it out, y'all. I'm tired and I want to give up.
I've been wondering why.
Why's the world getting so crazy?
Still somehow I believe.
Come too far to die now.
Always survive.
If you're a survivor, get up.
Let's get it.
depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Invest yourself in many good things that have nothing to do with arriving at your destiny. If you want to be a radiologist, you can become a hospital volunteer and go past M. Metcalf. Get you accepted into medical school or help you make good grades once you get in. You can associate with many good people, but if you are wandering aimlessly through life and encouraging you to chill and stop stressing about the future, you may want to rethink your association. Your best friend from high school may be a distraction from destiny. From the military may be a deterrent to destiny. The crowd from your job that invites you to hang out with them after work may be the interference with destiny. The boyfriend who demands all your time and wants you to have no outside interest may be standing in the way of destiny. The difficulty with setting priorities sometimes rests in the fact that most of us have been conditioned to help others and to not be selfish in life. People with some pride to make you feel guilty and say no to them because what they want is not what you want or what you have prioritized. It's not selfish to prioritize your life to fulfill destiny. It's actually the most selfish thing you can do. God has an appointment for you to serve humanity in the greatest way possible for you. Therefore, you owe it to yourself, to others, and to the Creator to prioritize your life in preparation for destiny. Life is full of distractions, some positive, some menacing. Some prioritizing your life keeps you on track and simplifies the cutting away process when circumstances or people attempt to divert you from your goal. Determine your priorities and write them down. Writing is a powerful tool because you can go back to what you've been writing and see if you're still on the right course. Some of my distractions can be helped. It's possible to become legitimately sidetracked when you are moving towards destiny. Having a child can cause you to reprioritize for a time so that you can give care and attention to babies. A parent or other loved one may become ill and need ongoing care. It's understandable that you have to take care of the loved one, and no child or loved one should be made to feel guilty because of those circumstances. Prioritizing your life means owning your vision of your destiny. It's yours and no one else's to order your life to accomplish what you desire. Human beings must be in order to function as an effective, influential, capable creatures God created. As you take ownership of destiny, of determining the steps, actions, and people who support your vision, not everyone is going to understand, so get over that. Mommy and daddy may not get it. Your twin brothers may not get it. Your business partners may not get it. It's not their vision, so don't expect them to understand. God didn't give it to them, so they can't see what God has shown you. You don't feel excitement cursing through their veins when they talk about the vision. Frankly, they just don't get it. Some people can be downright discouraging. What are you wasting your time with that for? Are you still fooling with the mess? Aren't you ready to give that up by now? Because they aren't to your vision, people can get you off track. Even if they don't directly express opposition to your vision, they don't mean to, but they just have other plans for your time and for your life. Your sister wants you to buy a time chair with her. Your wife thinks she should coach Little League. The children's teacher is begging you to run for PTA president. Your fraternity brother wants you to sit beside some money and accompany him with the next national convention. Other people have no problem putting the demands on your time, but you don't have time for what's on your agenda because you are stretching yourself for destiny. You can spend your time doing great things. That's what makes prioritizing essential. We can do great things to help other people, our communities, our church, or even our family members. But prioritizing helps us recognize whether you can invest allowing others to distract your attention from pursuing destiny. You will never reach your destination if you cannot stay focused on your priorities. Does that mean you should fail to provide adequately for your family because you are pursuing your dream? Certainly not. Failing to support your family because you are consumed with the selfish pursuit of a dream is unconscionable. It doesn't mean you get a pass from keeping a roof over your children's head. It does mean that for a while, family vacation may be 3-day road trip to a nearby amusement park instead of a week in Hawaii. I've seen people become intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, financially, or professionally near death. They live and work on life support. They exist rather than live. Yes, they have some happy moments, but these are few. Have you ever time around a terminally ill person? As a person transitions to eternity, she experiences brief moments of awareness and brief moments of joy. She doesn't have the emergency to engage life, the energy. I know people are alive but have no life in them. The light of life has gone out or never has been kindled because they failed to prioritize and missed opportunities. When you see people miss opportunities, it helps you understand the importance of establishing priorities. Vocalists who are serious about singing here know they have no pursuit. They have to pursue it while they're young because rarely do report companies sign artists over age 30. If singers miss the opportunity during their youth, they have never get it again. It's not to say their opportunity won't come, but no matter how many chances people get, if they have not prioritized their life or destiny, they will simply keep missing out on priorities and possibilities. Are you living evidence of an ordered life? Growing up, I would have often hear folks in church say, God does things decently and in order. I didn't really know what it meant back then, but I do now. God's purpose for your life cannot manifest in the midst of chaos. You can't reach the place you were destined to be if you're constantly getting sidetracked. You can't reach your life purpose when everything in your life is undisciplined, distracted, or disordered. One dictionary definition of disorderly is messy. Have you ever felt like your life is a mess? your life is not a mess because of situations beyond your control. Your life is a mess because you have failed to prioritize the handling of those situations. When you prioritize the important things in your life, people who are not good for you do not receive your attention. All your time is needed for your priorities. The friend who's encouraging you to cheat on your husband will get cut loose when her marriage is a priority. So will a buddy who thinks life is all about being a slacker priority. The boss who threatens to fire you if you don't lie in your report will be part of your past when your integrity is a priority. Habits that hinder you can definitely get overcome. The drug abuse, the shopping addiction, the gossiping habits, what will not support your journey to destiny, get cut loose. Be about setting your priorities and cutting loose hindrances. You may not make it to destiny. I've seen talented people fail to reach their full potential because they cannot set priorities. They are afraid of hurting someone's feelings. They don't want anyone to be mad at them. They want to be accepted by people who don't even matter. They are afraid to make destiny more important than their spirit pressure. A few years ago, a number of news and magazine shows told the story of Fred Broome, the homeless man with a golden voice. Fred was blessed with a speaking voice in heaven. After taking off on a promising career on radio, his priorities got food. He got sidetracked by drugs and alcohol. After years of homelessness and addiction, a Columbus, Ohio videographer filmed Ted and his golden voice begging on the streets. The video went viral and Ted was mediated with offers for voiceover work in television and radio and on the internet. People were donating to the special website created for him to go to waste. Always remember, people love to get behind a winner, even in this age of skepticism and mistrust. People are still willing to give, to support, and to provide a leg up to people to see them be the best they can be. Ted's melodious voice and natural talent were not enough to steer him toward the place he longed to be as a young college student. Somehow, he aligned himself with activities and people in situations that shifted his promised career downward. His talent was not enough to save him from the lack of priorities and the poor choices that resulted. When your life is not in order, you feel discomfort. A little piece of lint in your eye can give you unbelievable pain. You set strings of sand stuff down in your carburetor can jam up that entire engine. When you conduct your life haphazardly without prioritization, you can have disease caused by unimportant things taking place of what is important in your destiny. To your destiny. Ordering your life takes time for your life. It's so awesome, so amazing that you have to get it in stages. The Almighty can't show it all to you right now. It might scare you. You can get in the pieces to digest a bit at a time. As you are digesting, settle your affairs in order to receive the full revelation of destiny. These things take time. Now is the time to order your life, to set your priorities. So as destiny is unfolding, use the time to order your life, and you'll be ready to receive the life that is waiting for you. Just as a mother eagle gives her growing eaglets time to learn how to flex their wings and navigate the winds and to carry them, God gives you time to learn and to grow. Any life transition requires time. There's a reason people hire persons as trainers. When you become serious about getting the thing physically fit, you recognize that you need a plan. When you walk into a health club, you need a plan so that you and your body muscles are developed. A personal trainer helps you establish an order for your workout according to the health goals you have set and the results you want to achieve. Once you have a plan in place, getting to the level of physical fitness you want will take time. Then a trainer will help you stay on track if you're tempted to get off. Setting your priorities becomes like having a personal trainer. Priorities guide you to stay on course to destiny. Then you order your life around those priorities. An ordered life is in tune with the rhythm of life. When your life orders, you are more likely to pay attention to subtle changes that may be signaling a major shift or movement in your life. When your life is chaotic, there may be major changes going on around you, but you miss them because you can't focus on what's going on right before you. Your life may be a total chaos right now, but that just means now is a good time to start setting some priorities. You can't change everything at the same time and can't change everything quickly. Just start with one area of your life. You may want to start by setting a budget, or maybe just a budget for one aspect of your finances. Start an exercise program. Cut a couple of credit cards in half. Read a book to improve your skills in the field you want to pursue. Ordering your life doesn't happen by magic. There's no focus. Just sheer dedication to stay on task on a daily basis. Human beings function best when there is structure in our lives, but it often takes time to get your life in order. It takes time to get enough sense of maturity to figure out who you are and who you are not. It takes time to figure out what you need to focus on and what you need to put your energy into. It takes time to recognize what is essential and what is trivial. When I learned that being unfocused only served to move me away from my greater purpose, I figured out ways to keep order in my life. Look at every relationship, every task, every association, every financial investment, and every time investment to determine whether they will serve your journey to destiny. Here, to cut away the things that are not beneficial to your progress. The cutting away process may be difficult, but think of it as a life and death decision. You might find that when you prioritize, you won't need to do much cutting it because people at the bottom of your feet will often cut you off. choosing to cut away associations and actions that don't deserve your focus means giving life acceptance, hanging on to situations, behaviors, and people that are not your priority can only block your growth, destiny. You get to decide, will you bring life to your dream or will you allow it to die of neglect? It is absolutely true that you have a divine summons to fulfill, but it's not automatic and it's not guaranteed. You are the major player who must give yourself fully to the process of becoming. Understand the power of making sound decisions, not quick ones. I once heard a motivational speaker advise his audience, when you don't know what to do, just do something. As I listened, I thought it was the most misguided piece of advice I had ever heard. You can't just do something and hope it works, because it just may affect the next 20 years of your life. You can't just up and decide to get married or move to a new city or buy a new house based on a quick impulse thinking and expect to have. You might have told yourself, well, it's time for me to get married. I'm 32 years old, so you marry, will you? But for the next 20 years, you're mad and miserable. You're angry with Willie for snapping at him all the time, but you're not only really angry with Willie, you're angry with yourself for making the impulsive decisions that has affected your life, Willie's life, and the lives of any children you may have had. Willie might have been someone else's dream man, but instead become your nightmare because you married him without thinking it through. Ordering your life with destiny decisions takes time. Conclusion of this chapter: it's never a convenient time. Eaglets never sense that it's time to leave the nest and move on to their destiny. But the parents know when it's time. The mother eagle begins to take away the leaves and padding sheets so beautifully placed in the nest in preparation for their birth. She watches them as they hatch and grow. Left to its own devices, an eaglet might never leave the nest, instead remaining content to let mom keep bringing food. But the mother knows when the time is near. The process of eagles learning to fly is not nearly as detached as some may think. While the eagle learns to take steps and flap its wings in preparation for the first flight, the parents are rarely far away. They may even watch as the eaglets practice flapping their wings and testing the branch on which they are perched. The eaglets are getting ready while their parents watch. Like the eagles, God does not trust you out of your comfort zone and turn away. He does not thrust you out of your comfort zone and turn away. Even as you test your strength and try to navigate your way to where you have never been, God is still near, watching, so you will not fall. Maybe you feel it's not time for change in your life. It may not seem like a good time to shift your priorities and start ordering life's plans. It may not be the right time to change jobs, go back to school, to move to a new city, to break away from an unhealthy relationship, or to change your sitting habits. That's when God brings during the mess initiating disruption so you will get moving. Think about the major changes that have come into your life. Did any of them happen at a convenient time? When you understand that your timing and God's timing are different, you're in a better position to accept life's inconveniences. Bankruptcy, maybe it's the ordering you need to establish sound financial planning for your future. The timing for events that happen in your life may seem bad to what you understand right now. You may lose your job 2 weeks before Christmas, and it may seem like the worst kind of timing, but the timing can be totally relevant to destiny. A present inconvenience may be necessary for a long-term benefit. It's time to shift your priorities in the direction of destiny is never convenient. There may always be a reason to put it off until later. There will always be someone who gets angry with you for prioritizing your life in a way that affects what he or she wants you to do. Maybe your cousin will stop speaking to you because she no longer babysits. But that's no reason to put off enrolling in night classes. Your children may be angry with you for putting the family on a budget, but you can't put off saving for college education because of that. Your sister may stop speaking to you because you won't pay her rent anymore, but it may be time that you to stop making your rent more of a priority than securing your own financial future. Maybe someone you considered a friend will kick you to the curb because you stopped hanging out so much with the fellas. So, to be with your girlfriend, prioritize your relationship and you will discover who your real friends are. You will always find excuses to wait. Your decisions to prioritize destiny will always make someone angry. But better that person be angry with you than for you to be angry with you. I guarantee you will end up an angry person the day you awaken spiritually and realize that you adhere to someone else's, but to everyone's priority except your own. Your chief priority is an appointment with destiny. That concludes our reading of chapter 3 for today. We want to thank you for joining us on this evening. I'm your host, Pastor David Ambrose Shaw of Mind and Hope and Deliverance. Well, hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. Please meet us again next and we'll have a continued reading on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the reading of destiny, and we will continue forth with our readings. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thank you for your patience. Remember, I love you with the love of God, and if loving the Lord is wrong, then I don't want to be right. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy.